Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. And Wednesday, April 5th, we are on the road to the LCC West Campus, just west of Lansing, Michigan, for Star Tank. Here's a panel discussion led by Michigan Business Network's Chris Holman.
It's supposed to be up and running now. So you're better off going out and getting conventional money if you possibly can after you use up friends, fools, and family.
Yep.
Fools being the first one, by the way.
I'm a late bloomer when it comes to entrepreneurship. I worked for somebody else for 27 years. But before I got into the industry that I was in, which was radio broadcasting, and doing sales commercials, I had a mentor tell me, save your money. Because he says, you'll never know when you might get fired. I thought that was unusual, but he did say, broadcasting is a great field, get into it, enjoy it, but always save your money. And after 27 years, I was finally fired. And it had nothing to do with my performance, it was just when the company was reallocating and they had to let some people go. I was fortunate that I had remembered to save my money because I didn't have to go to a bank to open up my business. I had the cash on hand and I used approximately $50,000 of that money to keep my business afloat for the first 2 or 3 years. And there's no more rewarding job right now than being an entrepreneur. And I don't mind being a late bloomer, but I commend you guys doing it so early in your career. But if it doesn't work out, there's no shame in working for someone else, especially when it comes to sales. Because there, they don't tell you what you're gonna make. At the end of the year, you're gonna tell them what you've made. So always remember that you can always go back to working for somebody else as well.
You know, knowing Dan, because I knew him from when he was in sales, this is one of the most noble professions if you do it right. And that is, if you're selling a product you believe in, you know there's an ROI for the customer on the other end. And you always, even though you're getting a paycheck from someone, when you're in sales, you work for yourself. You really do. Mm-hmm. And you're also one of the highest paid people in that organization, whatever happens to be, because they can't live without you. They've got to have revenue for that thing to go. Dan was excellent. He was the victim of corporate consolidation. And so they, somewhere out in Las Vegas, acquire your station and they go, oh, this number's too big, let's get rid of that. And that's all it is, not a personality thing or anything else. But it's one of the best things happened to me too.
Oh, it is.
Starting out, a mistake I made, and one of the things that I would like to do, successfully exit this venture or move forward with it, is I want to help teach entrepreneurialism and startups, because there's a lot of struggles that you don't know until the first time you've gone through them. No matter how much you're going to prepare, you're not actually prepared for it. One of the things I would heavily advise, that although I read about over and over and over again, I ignored because I know everything, start small and scale up. Because I had this grand vision to make this big, big, big video game. And after figuring out, oh, heck, this is gonna cost me $60 million in salaries, I'm never gonna raise $60 million for a startup IP. We scaled back, and I scaled back, and I scaled back, and I got it down to about $1.5 million, and that was where the private investment felt comfortable with. But realistically, a smarter play would have been scaling all the way back to, say, a $60,000 or $100,000 test IP to see how the market would like it. Because then we could have made 10, 15 different products all generating revenue before we then tried to go for something bigger. Now, I'm not gonna disparage what we've made. What we've made is beautiful and it's big and it worked out really well, and we're, so far our test audience is loving it. It's just, you know, the stress of doing something that large, you can manage it when it's on a much smaller scale, because if you've got 60,000 in, what is that? It's going to be a couple of years of loss if you're working for somebody else, versus if you've got $1.5 million. You know, that's possibly 20 years of somebody's life of savings. So figure out, it's called minimum viable product. What's the smallest thing I can do to prove that this works before I go to the next bigger step? And, you know, for you, I would say try it out at, you know, get involved in a school, test it out, see how it plays, see what those difficulties and challenges are before you try to make it into your whole business. You know, yours is a little rough because, I don't know, maybe try it out at the Fortress or over at the one in Holt, I don't remember the name of that one. But, I mean, it's a wonderful idea. I just had that conversation with a friend of mine the other day of, he's got a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old, and he says, where should I take them? And I said, there isn't anywhere in Lansing you can take them. Maybe go to the trampoline place and break their necks. But, you know, for each one of you, there is a smaller product that you can start with to see how it works before you take that giant plunge, because that is, when you're about to take it, it is standing on the edge of a cliff looking down. And you can't turn back. You can't get halfway through.
We'll have more from the Star Tanks business panel on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.